healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit. Healing, dealing, and working through some bullshit.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Cookie. Welcome back to Comedy Cookie Podcast. Okay, this is the ghetto version because we don't have the full setup and everything, but some things I wanted to say, and I really just wanted to go ahead and say it. Okay, I am looking real pale and just real, I don't know. But okay, honestly, I have been just kind of like tucked away and doing music, and I haven't done music in about 14 years. And I dropped my first freestyle, which is a Freaky Girl freestyle, and I'm not gonna front, it was real nasty. But I was surprised, and I like proved to myself that like I could do something new and do something different, and really just like stepping outside of my comfort zone and stepping outside of like my own personal boundaries of like me putting myself in a box. And I dropped that one. I dropped Gone Missing, and I dropped Gone Missing, and then I hadn't released anything since October of 2022. And I released it, and it was like mixed reviews, and for whatever reason I was like kind of feeling some type of way. And then the Princess Diana song came out, and I was like, I kind of want to hop on this beat. And I was like, I've been kind of feeling like I want to like say some stuff. I've been doing the podcast. We've been doing great with the podcast. And then like I got a little bored. Not that I got bored with the podcast. I've just been so locked and loaded and have done so much for the podcast that I kind of got bored with like, okay, well, what am I going to do on the house now? Like, you know, just some of the things that like I want to do, because we're currently on a break, like a hiatus from the podcast. So I was like, okay, so now what am I going to do? And I heard that beat, and I was like, that beat sounds really great. I want to see if I could do this again. So, okay. Okay, y'all. God said stop playing and doing official. Okay, so we're going to do this again. We're going to run it back. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Comedy Cookie Podcast. It's your girl, Cookie. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on that piggity post, child. Okay, so you can... to remember what that line is, because I liked it when I did in a video, and I gotta remember it. And every single time I go do it, I forgot it. But we already started, so I'll remember for the next video. Okay, so as I was saying, I hadn't released anything since October of 2022, okay, and I released it on the day that I was found. But then also, here's some really quick tea, okay? There's a girl that I knew who is actually an acquaintance, who I thought was a friend, who intentionally had her baby shower on that same exact day. And I thought that was very weird, because it's like, you could have had your baby showers on any other day, but that day was just very odd. And she knew what was going on, because she was a part of, like, the search team or whatever, right? But anyway... That's the point. So I posted it on that day because, one, I wanted to post it because that's the day that I was found, and it's a song about me going missing, right? And then, two, it's like, girl, I'm going to be petty twice, okay? Okay. So I hadn't released anything since then because there was, there's like mixed feedback, and I really just like wanted to just post that, and I don't know, I was trying to get my vibe down, like, behind the scenes, and I just could not figure out, I really just could not figure anything out, honestly. And, because of that, I posted it, it got, like, 40,000 plus views on Instagram, and I didn't post anything else. I didn't, because I just, you know... I don't know. I did that with my first freestyle. My first freestyle. When I did the for the Fit Challenge, I posted it. That one got over 100,000 views. And then I didn't post anything for years. So I have this thing where, and we've talked about this before, like the self-sabotage, where like I get into my own head and allow one negative comment to make me feel that one negative comment sometimes can like outweigh what has in the past, like multiple positive comments, to the point where it'll stop me and make me feel defeated or make me feel inferior. So then I don't continue on doing something that like I'm passionate about, because I am passionate about music. I just like never took music, not never. I stopped doing music when I was younger, but my love for music didn't stop. It's just as an artist, I took a really long, I guess, hiatus, because now we're back doing it. And I don't know. There was a lot I need to figure out. There was just too much going on in life, and I just didn't want to do music at that point. And now, so I had posted those two songs, whatever, right? And then I had recently talked to an ex of mine, and it was just like, you know, some chatter. And there was a video that he had done. It was like a rap video, and I was like, yo, this song is fire. Like, this is dope. And we were talking about music for a second. And then I had sent him my stuff. Because he was like, when did you post a rap song? So I had sent him my stuff, right? And then he was like, oh, it sounds dope. It just, like, you need to, it just needs, like, the mixing just needs to be a little bit better. And I was like, the nerve of this man to tell me that I need to do a better job of producing is indirectly what he said in a very nice way. So then I was just like, okay. So then I got back in the studio, and I had been working on trying to perfect my producing, because the song, like the Super Freak Girl, both of them sounded really like, I really enjoyed both of those songs. And Gone Missing was just, it was really me. It was the first time I ever put emotion into a song. It was the first time I ever, like, opened up about that situation. It was the first time I was ever vulnerable on a track. So it really means a lot to me, actually. But after he said that, I was like, So now I'm back and listen to it again. I was like, okay, I can kind of see what he's saying. And I was just like, And then the Princess Diana song dropped. And I was just like, this is a good beat. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this for shorties. Nicki knows how to pick very great beats. Because the first freestyle that I dropped, I decided to do it because of the beat. And then this song, she hopped on a song on a remix, and I got on it because of the beat. So she has a very great musical ear and knowing what songs are great for beats. So I was just like, okay, that song dropped. And I was just like, let me do a little something. So then, cool. And then that opened up, as they say, the Pandora box. Okay? Because I did that song. The next thing I know, I did the Lotto freestyle with her, put it on the floor. That's a great beat too. I can't even front. That beat is hard. That's a hard beat. And I was just like, no, this man did not get me back inspired to do music again. Again. What? But okay, so what I was saying in the other video was, because this isn't new to me. This is really new to y'all, because a lot of y'all that follow me, whether it be on Instagram, whether it be on YouTube, or whether it's on TikTok, don't really know anything about my musical history. So I'm just giving a quick backstory. I was in a musical group about 14 years ago, and a little longer than that. That was just the last time we did a song. And I decided to stop, right? And because I got out of the group, the musical group didn't continue on. But I got out of it for personal reasons, and I always listened to God, and I always allowed him to guide me, and it was the right thing to do at that time. It really was. And so I didn't think about music ever again, honestly.
I went away to school, I went to college, my fitness career and journey started. And that really has been my passion, because I've always been an athlete. I've been running track since I was 9. I've always been an athlete, okay? And if you know, that's what the, in the Put on the Floor freestyle, if you listen, there's a lot of track runner references. It's because I literally am a track runner. I've been to the Junior Olympics and everything. That was my career. And I've been doing that for 9 years at this point. And I still love it. I don't love fitness any less than. It's just, your girl's pregnant. And I can't go as hard as I physically want to because I am. So it's just like, I had to like make restrictions to my workouts and do what I can do. But now I'm like, okay, well, the gym was my outlet when I would be feeling frustrated and annoyed and just like, want to like release tension. I would always go and leave it in the gym. And now that I can't go as intensely in the gym as I was before, I'm like, I have all these feelings. I have all this stuff going on. I'm trying to heal. And the podcast has helped me heal a great freaking deal. It really has. But I'm like, not even I. I'm going to go ahead and give God his credit. God. Because I didn't want to get back in music. I really didn't want to get back in music. I was like, nope. I can tell everyone's trying to push me into doing music. I don't want to be pushed into doing something I don't want to do. I'm hard-headed, okay? And there literally was like this like inkling where God was speaking. And he was just like, do music. Everything you're feeling, put it in music. Like, yes, you have your podcast and you can still do that too, but still put it in music. Because it's, I won't even get into why he explained that to me, but just know that like God spoke to me, he really did. And I heard him loud and clear and I was just like, okay, fine, I'll do music. And there's been different people placed into my life to, I can't even say different people, well, different people, like, I've shared musical stuff with different people, and there's like a very small group that like has been very motivating to my musical career and like in my real life. And and I'm not gonna front, the first time, like when I posted the Princess Diana remix, the Doe mix, I was so excited because I was like, okay, I really did it. I did everything with like the behind the scenes and the music video, my glam, and I felt like the verse is awesome. And it was great. And then I posted it and a lot of people were like, well, not a lot of people, a few people were like, are you good? And then again, I got all in my head and I was just like, ugh. Like, I know it's different when someone steps outside of what they're known for. And it's like, and I've done that so many times. I was known for selfies, and I went from selfies into fitness, and then I went from fitness into a clothing line, and now I'm stepping into beauty, and it's just like, and now here I am doing this. So it's just like, I get it. I totally get it. But what I am showing is you don't have to do just one thing. If you have multiple passions, you can really follow all those passions. Why do we have to stay confined to just doing one thing? Because that's what we're known for. I'm passionate about a lot of stuff. If y'all been following me for a while, y'all know I am a very passionate person. And I don't do anything unless there's passion behind it. I just so happen to be passionate about a lot of stuff, honestly. And so it was just like, oh, I felt some type of wind. I was just like, okay. I was like, I'm a little annoyed, but like, whatever. And then some stuff happened that like uplifted my spirits and was like, no, like, you know what you're doing. Listen to God. And I was like, okay. Okay. So then I released the Put It on the Floor freestyle. And again, some people were like, yo, like, what's going on? Because again, I know the music stuff is new. It's like I hadn't released anything since October, and then now here I am back to back in 1 week because it's my birthday week. Yeah, it's my birthday week. Ah! I'm going to be 32. We're telling everybody I'm 23 because look, she don't age, child.
on Friday, April 28th. Yes. It's my birthday week. So also it's like, this has been fun. It's been fun, like, doing stuff, like, into, like, my birthday week. Because it's, like, it's literally me celebrating myself. And it's honestly, like, the most fun I've had in a while. Because I really just be in the house. I really don't be outside like that. And it's fun to, like, do a lot of different stuff. Like, it really is. And I had posted a video where I was talking about my husband's never going to be bored. And it's just, like... I'm never going to be bored either. I'm into so many things. I have so many interests. I'm not going to be bored. Because, like, if you're not working on this, you're working on that. You know what I mean? So, honestly, my problem really is learning to slow down and take time off. And I have not perfected that at all. At all. Because every single time I'm like, oh, I have some off time. Here I am. We're doing a podcast episode. So, yes, I was just like, okay. And it did, like, get me in my head a bit. But, this is one of those moments where I literally had to take my own advice. Like, when I did the episode of Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway, I have to apply it to this, too. Because though I am a little fearful because it's something so new and I know I'm opening myself up to something so different where it's just like, okay, in the music industry, there's a lot of criticism. There's a lot of different opinions. There's just, it's different than fitness. It's different than running your own business. It's different than, like, running a clothing line, okay? It's different than being a podcaster. It's different than, like, doing vlogs and stuff on YouTube. I'm aware of that. And I'm having to tell myself, like, look, this is what you're passionate about. Like, it doesn't take away from my other passions because I'm still, y'all, still getting programs from my fitness app, Body by Cookie Dad app, okay? We have a new drop coming to Beauty by Kashawn. It's our first ever drop to my beauty line ever, so that's amazing. That's another thing I want to do this because it's, like, a fun rollout for that. It's, like, and then two, well, that was kind of two. Okay, so then three, we still have products in the cookie shop. So it's, like, I'm not giving any of my other passions or kind of like why y'all followed me any less attention. Y'all still getting that from me as well. I'm just showcasing a new passion of mine. It's just because of, you know, it's just more loud, I guess. Like the music is more in your face than me dropping a stretching program to my fitness app. It's more in your face than some lip gloss and, like, some silky wraps, which, by the way, y'all, we got some silky milky edge wraps, okay? Dropping on Friday. It's just, like, more in your face than that stuff, so I understand that, like, it's, like, what's going on, but honestly, and with time, y'all will understand my journey, y'all understand my history, and I hope that, like, when that time does come, I hope that makes this make more sense, because you have to have some type of outlet, and though I do the podcast, and I love talking to y'all, and uplifting y'all, and motivating y'all, and empowering y'all, it's definitely a passion of mine as well. I enjoy music. Like, I do. I'm always listening to music. So it's just another way for me to express myself. And I do want to take the time to say thank y'all for y'all's love and support. And I do understand that, like, when people were asking, like, hey, are you okay? It was from, like, genuine concern on, like, my well-being, because some of those people know the history of stuff that I've been through in the last couple of years. And I just have to say thank y'all. Like, truly 100% thank y'all, because y'all have made this week just amazing. Just filled with laughs and happiness and joy and just, like, literally I'm feeling alive again. Like, I'm feeling like I'm understanding why God has me here on this earth all over again. And it's a beautiful feeling. It really is a beautiful feeling. And it's like, and I'm very thankful and very grateful that I have the opportunity to share all of my passions with the world. And I'm thankful that, like, y'all even care enough to support any of my passions. because I know I don't take that for granted. I know that that is a very, very, very big deal. And I just have to say that, like, truly, I love y'all, because most of y'all have been rocking with me for a very, very long time. If you're new here, hello, welcome. But I do want to say thank y'all, because a lot of y'all have been rocking with me for years, and that is absolutely beautiful. And thank y'all. And I don't ever want it to be taken for granted. And what I love about y'all is if y'all say something, and whether I misunderstood it or y'all misunderstood it, my squad, we have that type of connection where we can explain things to each other and be like, oh, this is what you meant. Oh, that's what you meant. And be good. And I love that. I absolutely love that with my squad. And I love that, like, y'all give me that generosity. I really do. So I just wanted to, like, come in and just say thank y'all and just, like, I'm just so grateful. I really am so grateful. And thank y'all for allowing me to express in multiple ways my feelings. Truly. And I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. And thank y'all. It really does mean so much to me. And the message for today really is, hey, whatever your dreams are, go after it. Don't allow anyone to put you in a box, and don't you put yourself in a box. Whatever you're passionate about, just do it. Literally just do it. Like, when you already are going to have naysayers in the world, and I said this before, don't do it to yourself. And I'm saying this again as a reminder to myself, because I literally just explained in this video how one comment made me feel away. And it's like, okay, you have all this other positivity. Focus on that. So it's just like, and again, that's why I love doing this podcast, because it allows me a chance of changing my perspective and seeing things from a brighter point of view. And I love that I get to be vulnerable with y'all in that sense. And, but yeah, don't stop yourself from doing something that you're passionate about. If you're passionate about something, just do it. And do it because you're passionate about it. Like, honestly. And if it's supposed to be your career, that'll come if you are passionate about it. You know what I mean? So that's y'all's homework for today, okay? Don't you dare put yourself in a box. Ever. Like, ever. When I wanted to do the podcast, I literally just started picking up my camera. I already had my mic. And then, boom, we went and did it. And I literally got my mic. This is the craziest thing. I got my mic maybe about 3 years ago to do music. Isn't that something? I literally ordered it in a whole, like, at home studio stuff to do music. And I was writing songs. I never once picked up my mic. I never once picked up the musical equipment. Then last year, I used my mic for the first time for music. I used the musical equipment. And then I haven't looked at it since. And then I didn't got this mic so hot from doing the podcast. But here we are, about 2 years later, 3 years later, doing music. And that's literally what I bought this mic for. That's actually something. That's something. That is something. But it's also like divine timing and believe in God. And when it's for you, it's for you. And when it's your time to shine, it's your time to shine. And truly just listen to him, keep him first, and he'll never lead you wrong. He won't. He won't ever lead you wrong. And that's what I'm really just putting my faith in, even more than ever, is truly allowing myself to just listen to God and let him be my motivation and let him be the reason I'm feeling empowered and the reason I'm feeling confident and the reason I'm loving what I'm doing and not allowing anger to be my motivator. Because truly, one, you're not supposed to be easily angered. One. Two, being motivated by anger never has a positive outcome because it didn't start with the positive result. And even like when I'm doing my rap songs and I'm talking my crap, I promise you.